Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Jadeveon Clowney met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's kickoff with Detroit.
I think it's the guys in the locker room. It's just a good group. I mean, I just feel like the guys in the locker room, we kind of feel off each other. And they've been through some of the stuff I've been through, some of the guys, and just enjoying myself here. Excuse me?
Okay.
Here? Probably Roquan. Say what's up, and some of the coaches, Chuck Smith and them, and it's been going smooth ever since.
Related to what he just asked, John Harbaugh on Sunday said something like, Jadeveon Clowney's always been a Raven, he just didn't know it till he got here. What do you think he meant by that?
Like I said, when I got here, I was like, man, this team is, like, I'd be excited to pull up for work, you know. I'd be excited to be out here to practice, just being here with the guys, and it's starting to show, you know what I mean? Like, your play, show off how you practice and stuff, and I love going to practice with this group. Everybody bring that energy every day, and it's rub off on you. It's contagious, and it's paying off for me.
Kind of too, that has it been rejuvenating for you? Not that you've been in the dumps or anything like that, but do you feel like you said, you show up happy to work? Do you feel that extra motivation just from the new environment?
Yeah, for sure, man. I wanna show these guys. I still got talent left and a lot of game left, and me coming here, being a part of this group, man, they just bringing the best out of me. Like I say, the work, it's come easy when you're enjoying it. And it's like you can tell everybody out here enjoy coming to work every day, like I said, and it's rubbing off on me. And I just keep having fun.
What can you say about the job Mike McDonald is doing, and what does he do to kind of empower his pass rusher?
McMike, hey, them dogs on the inside. I think them. I told them today, man, this is the best D-tackle group I played with. And it make my life a lot easier when you got three guys that can go in there and just push the pocket and knock everybody back and shut the run down and make our life easier on the edge so you can do anything. It's wide open. You can run past the quarterback, run the hoop, come back. Some teams I've been on where it's been hard for you to run past the quarterback because you had that middle push. And with them guys on the inside, it's just like that's their bread and butter.
I'm sorry. I meant Mike McDonald.
Oh.
Yeah,
my bad. Oh, Mike is like that. Mike might be the smartest defensive coordinator. He put everybody in position to make plays. And the stuff he drop, I'd be like, Mike, keep dialing it up. Keep dialing it up, man. I enjoy playing for him. Like I said, man, he makes sure he put the game plan together, and we try to go out there and execute. And I respect him, the way he prepare us and have us ready to go into the games. And I just love playing for Mike.
Will your life be better with Elway back?
Oh, for sure, man, for sure. I'm tired of getting chip blocked. having him out there is like another dog out there we missing, and it's going to keep getting better, getting the guys back week in and week out. And Elway is a good pass rusher, and we need him, and a good run stopper. And I think he's just waiting on his time for him to peak in his lead too as well. He kind of reminds me of myself, a guy that just come to practice and work extremely hard and bring it every day and beat guys. And it just ain't rolled over to the games quite yet. And I feel like his time coming. And I tell him every day, man, I think you like a sleeper, man. People be sleep on you. Like, you got the talent. You got everything. You just got to come out here and keep proving people wrong.
David, what do you see at the Lions offense right now? They're really clicking. And what about Jared Goff?
I think Jared Goff makes some of the smartest passes, the smartest plays. He out there calling the shots. And the offensive line, that's a good group. They put it together. A lot of first-round draft picks up there. A lot of guys that can move the defensive line. It's going to come down to that in this game. They front versus our front, and we know that going into this game. And who's going to dominate the line of scrimmage? And I think that's what we're going to have to do.
What do you think about, it's been 3 weeks on the road, including London, and now you're coming back to face a pretty good Lions team. Are you good with the no-buy coming back after London?
Oh, yeah, I'm cool. Man, it's next team up, man. I think as a Raven playing here, I think we prepare for it. Like I said, Mike put us in position to be prepared for them games, and he's doing a good job as of right now. We're going to be ready to go. We better be.
Thank you.
Davion, is this the best offense you've played all year, you think?
Yeah, by far, yeah. Jeff Goff make them go. I think he's a smart quarterback, and their running back game, their run game has been very, very dominating so far, and they're getting a lot of turnovers, really making, they playing with the lead, and it's easy for you to play with the lead. That's going to come down to us up front, like I said, play, dominate the line of scrimmage and getting after the quarterback.
Devin, does your mentality as an edge rusher change at all when it's a team playing under center as much as Detroit does versus shotgun pistol?
For sure. Got to play a little different because they're a lot of play action team. Converting on pass rush is going to be very big for us this week. Setting the edge and really converting in the pass rush game, like I said. It's going to be good. I think, like I said, we just try to make them one-dimensional, start to run, and make them have to get in the shotgun, make it third and long so they just can't play action up on the center and do what they want to do. Like they've been playing their game plan. And I just feel like we come to do that, we can come up with the win.